So before we mute each other, before the official class starts, I thought it would be nice if those of you who are on the phone, if you have a couple of pressing questions, I would give you an opportunity to ask them. So,
Sally?
Does anyone have a... Yes? Hello?
I do. Hi, this is Jackie from near Boulder, Colorado.
Hi,
and
Jackie.
I have a very... Hi. Thank you so much. This is changing my life.
Oh, we like that.
Yeah. I have a very busy mind. And I'm sitting twice a day for about a half an hour each time. And in the early mornings before the sunrise, it is like a rock concert in there, like the fans with their arms in the air screaming, listen to me, listen to me. And I can't. I try. Some days I just can't turn it off. I keep going, thinking, and I keep, and then some days I yell, shut up. come back to the focus. Thoughts?
What's the effect of saying shut up?
Oh, it works for a while.
Yeah.
This morning.
Yeah. Marway.
Yeah. So we are actually going to do a practice later on in the class today for working with thoughts in a more tantric way. But it's also true that there's a certain inevitability, when in thoughts coming up in meditation, and essentially what we need to do is learn how to live with them, learn how to let them be, in a way that's productive. Not that you're giving into them, not that you're following them every which way. But that you're actually being able to be with the energy that's thinking, with the recognition that this is the natural energy of the mind. And as I say, that the method that I have found that is most effective for a busy mind is the one we'll be doing later today, which is actually a way of looking at thoughts in their purely energetic substance. So I'm going to put off answering your question fully until later on in the class. And if it doesn't satisfy you, you can, in other words, if it doesn't make a difference in your meditation, write into the listserv and we'll see what we can do. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Thank you. It is, by the way, the question in meditation. And it comes up for everybody. And it's actually what the art of meditation really depends on, is finding a way to work with our thoughts non-adversarially. Does anyone else have a question?
Sally, I have a question. This is Judy from New York. And
hi,
thank you so much. I have much gratitude for this learning. I have a slight disability that I've been challenged with, and hopefully it's temporary. I cannot sit all the time. I sometimes have to kneel or be in a different posture. And I have to say that I feel guilty sometimes that I'm not in the right quote-unquote posture. Could you help me with that, please?
Sure. When you say sit in a different posture, do you mean lie down or pull your knees up to your chest?
I try to kneel most of the time. It's more comfortable than sitting for me.
Right.
And sometimes I do have to lie down. And when I lie down, I feel inadequate.
Okay. So two things. First of all, have you ever tried sitting in a chair? And does that help?
No. It
yes. Yes, you haven't. Does it help? I mean, is it your back?
It's my neck.
Your neck. So the chair. How does the chair feel?
The chair doesn't feel as good as kneeling for some reason.
Okay.
I'm not sure why.
Okay. So first of all, the kneeling posture is actually an official meditation posture. It's called Vajrasana, as you know if you practice yoga. And it's one of the four postures that are often recommended for meditation. So what I would suggest you do is put a pillow behind your knees or between your knees, so that you give yourself some, so you give your butt some support in the kneeling posture. And the other thing I would say is that it really is okay to lie down in Shavasana in meditation. It's, of course, it's, you know, there's a built-in issue with lying down, and that is that you can fall asleep. But the most important thing in meditation is that your back be straight. So, you know, you want the energy in the inner spine to be able to move freely up and down the spine. So, it's really important to understand that your sitting posture is actually not a moral or ethical issue, how you sit in meditation. It's true that the classical postures, especially lotus and half lotus, have a particular functionality in meditation, because those particular postures of the body will actually help the energies of the body turn inside and go into the central channel. So if you can sit in those postures, it actually makes the inner process of meditation easier. But as I say, there are a lot of people who can't sit in those postures. I know that there are quite a few people in this class who sit on chairs. I myself had to resort to a chair about 10 years ago because my knees won't sit on the floor anymore. And once I got used to it, my meditation has been as strong or stronger than it's ever been. So don't worry about kneeling. And if it makes you comfortable to lie down, make sure you put a pillow underneath your knees and see if you can support your neck in a way that helps make that comfortable. And please just ask your guilt to go away.
I know.
So,
thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for that question, which I'm sure is a question that other people have. Both of these questions are great classic meditation questions. Another one being the question that was asked on the listserv about sleeping. And I just want to say that everybody at some point gets sleepy in meditation. There are lots of reasons why this is the case. One of them may be your diet. Another one may be that you're not getting enough sleep. So there certainly are physical reasons why we get sleepy in meditation. But there's also another reason, which is we could say is a developmental reason, that as we move into the meditative state, we move through a sleep state. So it's we literally can pass through a sleepy state in meditation, and it's actually part of the process for many people. Sometimes we'll go into a kind of a deep, black, sleepy state and stay there for the whole meditation. Sometimes that sleepy state will arise consistently in meditation for a period of time. If you're moving through it and out the other side, I wouldn't worry about it. If you're finding that you're in this sleepy state of meditation over and over again, if you're staying in this sleepy state over and over again for days on end, then it's helpful to take some measures. Believe it or not, drinking a cup of coffee is sometimes useful. It's what the Sufis used to do. But another thing you can do if you're getting sleepy is to, when you notice yourself getting sleepy, to repeat your mantra with a great deal of focus. And believe it or not, if you're repeating the mantra in a focused way, which I don't always recommend doing, I often feel that it's often more deeply meditative to use the mantra really as a very soft kind of focus. But when you're feeling sleepy or unfocused, strong focus on the mantra will keep the mantra present in your consciousness, so that even if you're being drawn into a sleep state, you'll be drawn into a there'll be a thread of presence, which is in fact the thread of the mantra that'll be present. Another thing you can do when you're getting sleepy is slowly and mindfully stand up. That can be extremely, it's counterintuitive. It can be very counterintuitive, but actually, it's often the only thing you can do if you're tending to stay in a sleepy state to wake yourself up. And again, as I was saying, if you're tending to fall asleep over and over again over a period of time, you want to wake yourself up. You want to keep yourself up. So thank you for those questions, and we're going to begin our class now. This is our second class in our Opening the Heart and Meditation teleconference, and I want to welcome you with a beautiful quote from my teacher. He said, "Do everything with the mind to let go. If you let go a little, you'll have a little peace. If you let go a lot, you'll have a lot of peace. If you let go completely, you'll have complete peace. Your struggles with the world will come to an end." So our practice in meditation comes down in the end to teaching ourselves that it's okay to let go. And this is a gradual process. It's one that that expands over time. And in those moments when we start to think, "Oh, I'm not doing this right," or I should be more precise, or I should be more focused, it's very helpful to remember that what we really want to do here is let go. There's a statement in one of the texts of Kashmir Shaivism which I always think of in these moments when we are first gathering. And in that statement, Abhinavagupta, who some of you may know, was a tremendously important philosopher in the tradition of Kashmir Shaiva Tantra. He said, "The great consciousness, the great love intelligence, which is the source and essence of this world, contracts itself when it becomes an individual. But when a group of individuals are focused together, when their flow of attention is moving in the same direction, that same consciousness which has been contracted expands back into its vastness, into its wholeness." This is one of the few statements I've read in spiritual literature which really describes the great metaphysical power of community, of sangham, of gathering together in spiritual community with a single focus. And it goes on to say that as much as we give ourselves to the process that we're in, to the process of focusing together, as much as we give ourselves to the process we're in, that's how much consciousness will expand for us. So I want to say that again, the degree to which all of us give ourselves to the process is the degree to which consciousness can expand, to which the collective consciousness, the consciousness that we are a part of and that unites us even when we feel lost and alienated, to that degree that consciousness can expand. So for that reason, we're going to include an intention this evening that will allow us to make a firm decision in the beginning that will be fully present through everything we do today. So with great respect and love, we'll enter into our chanting and our invocations. And you can begin by very deliberately entering into our sitting posture. So begin by feeling the sitting bones at the base of the posture, the weight of the sitting bones against your feet, against the seat. And if you're sitting in a chair, also the feeling of your feet against the floor. Now reach back and place your hands underneath your buttocks and pull the skin on your buttocks back. And hopefully this will help you amplify your sense of the ground connection, because when we focus on the base, when we focus on this part of the body, we're actually rooting ourselves to the earth. And you can amplify your sense of this grounded connection by rolling the skin on your thighs inward, first the left thigh and then the right thigh. Now have the feeling with the inhalation that your breath is flowing in and down towards a soft belly, your soft belly. Don't think that the breath has to go all the way down into the belly. Just have the intention of sending the breath down towards the belly and have the sense that the belly is soft. And as the breath flows towards the belly on the exhalation, on the inhalation, then on the exhalation, it flows up through the center of the body. And as the breath flows upward, as the exhalation flows upward, have the feeling that your spine is elongating up through the crown. And then with the inhalation, have the feeling that your shoulder blades release down the back. And with the exhalation, feel the sensation of the sides of your temples coming back just a little bit to keep the curve in the neck. And in this way, we create a blueprint in the body of this grounded, lifted, and open meditation posture. So let the breath move, not forcing it, not trying too hard to make the breath go deep, but just letting the breath move. And as the inhalation flows in, very softly, let the breath say to you, let go. And as the breath flows out, have the thought soften. Inhaling, let go. Exhaling, soften. And you can have the sense as the breath flows in and out, not so much that you're making an effort, but that the rib cage, your rib cage just opens, expands a little bit to allow the breath to flow in. And that the rib cage contracts just a little bit to allow the breath to flow out. Or just allow the inhalation to flow as deeply in as it wants to flow, and the exhalation to flow out very naturally with a sense of softening, of letting go. Attend to the inhalation and exhalation, to the feeling of the breath flowing in and flowing out. We'll chant the invocation. meditation, you can repeat it silently to yourself. May the practices we're about to do yield beneficial results. May they give us the power to be of real benefit to others. May these practices help us to overcome our delusions and obstacles. May these practices help our souls to grow into their highest condition. May these practices awaken us. And we're going to just take a moment to set a group intention. And if there's a personal intention that you'd like to offer instead, of course, feel free to do that. So during our time together, our intention is to sit with absolute openness. Our intention is to be fully present. Our intention is to allow the mind to turn within and experience its own beauty. We commit ourselves to recognizing that whatever we experience during these periods of meditation is a gift of meditation. You can keep your eyes closed. During this time this evening, there are a couple of things that I'd like to explore more deeply. One of them is a deeper sense of inner body grounding. Really, the heart of the practice that we do in this class, in this type of tantric feminine meditation, has to do with opening the inner body, with coming to know the inner body. And this is actually one of the simplest and also one of the deepest ways of coming to understand the subtlety in our being, that the inner world within us, in a way that we can then bring into our daily lives. So the more we can begin to ground ourselves in the inner body, the more we can begin to experience genuine embodiment. And that this experience of embodiment is not actually to do with doing physical exercise, even though physical exercise is a really good thing to do. It's actually about being able to be present inside the subtle energy field of our body. Someone asked this question of me this week: how can I experience embodiment? How can I keep from disassociating or numbing out? And one of the ways to do this is by grounding ourselves in the inner body, and actually using our intention to connect our body to the earth. Now, what a lot of you are discovering is that once we go inside meditation, we start to hit several layers. There is, of course, the layer of thoughts, our personal thoughts, the mental log. And there are also thoughts that are not just our personal thoughts. You know that there are zillions and zillions of thoughts floating around the noosphere, floating around collective consciousness at any time. And, you know, in a certain sense, we are all subject not only to our personal thought stream, but also to whatever is floating through consciousness at this moment, at this at time. So when we move into the thought layer, we're going to experience a kind of uncontrollable flow of thoughts. And that the very uncontrollability of the thoughts is actually a sign or a clue as to how we can practice with them, which is to say, to recognize that they're a flow and to let the thoughts flow, to let them move through. One of the great instructions for practicing inside the thought layer is to let the thoughts be like clouds that are passing in the sky. You know, they float by. Some of them will look very interesting and attractive and we'll seize them. But you can just begin to let them float by. And there's also the emotional layer. And the emotional layer will often come up when we're meditating in the heart. And the emotional layer can arise as genuinely recognizable emotions. It can also rise as a kind of numbness, because very often we numb ourselves to the heart. But essentially, this heart-based meditation practice is going to access the four layers of the heart, which we often speak about, one of which is the emotional center, the emotional layer. The heart, as I think many of you know, is a brain. The heart is 40% neurons, that is to say, it's 40% intelligence connections. And the particular quality, we could say the particular job, as it were, of the heart brain, its function, is to interface, to make sense of what comes into our system from the external world, and to process it intuitively. The heart has a much wider magnetic field than the brain and the head, which means that we literally do connect with others through the heart field. The magnetic field of the heart, the toroidal field, as it's called, it's a kind of an ovoid field. It's actually always continually taking in information from the world around us. And just as the heart brain is not only inside the physical heart, it's layered subtly, because there are layers of the heart brain that spread throughout our energy body, throughout our subtle body. So the processes that go on in the heart center, in the energetic center that we touch in these meditation processes, often have to do with the connections, with calibrating the connections between the different layers of emotional, physical, spiritual input that we experience during the day and during our lives. Some of that input is obvious to us. Some of it is so subtle that we're not consciously aware of it. But the heart is always processing it. And as we allow our intention to turn within, to come into familiarity and intimacy with the heart center, as we allow our intention to flow through the subtle layers of the heart as we've been doing, it begins to sense and to release emotions that have been held there. It brings the emotions out and it releases them. And as I said, sometimes the experience of this release is an experience of numbness, almost a kind of anesthesia in the heart region. And that's also a form of emotional release, believe it or not. This process of release, emotional release in the heart is a process of purification. It's one of the processes that all the great paths of meditation speak of, allowing buried feelings, buried emotions to come out and to come up and to flow through us and flow out of our system, flow through our system, because that's what they're doing. They're releasing. And what happens then is we stay with our intention to move into the inner heart. We pass beyond the emotional, and we begin to sense our way into the subtle currents inside the heart field. And in support of this, I've found that it's very helpful to have the subtle body alignment practices, like the ones that we started to do last week, and which we're going to take a little deeper this week, and also the physical body alignment practices. Pulling back the skin on the buttocks and rolling in the skin on the thighs will actually help you, not just physically, but also energetically, to ground. So as we learn to work with these alignment practices, we also can be attentive to the way in which the subtle energies move in through our body and to open and release and align these energies. So we'll start again with the base. And if you've moved into a more relaxed posture, which I hope you have done, you can bring yourself back into a more upright position and to begin to feel the ways in which the sit bones and the buttocks are pressing against the seat. Let the breath come deeper, moving a little deeper into the soft belly. And often to do this is just a matter of letting your attention rest in the belly. As we know, energy follows attention. And as you let yourself notice the pressure of the buttocks and the sitting bones against your seat, your eyes are closed and you actually can begin to feel this area, this region, as a mass of sensation, a radiant mass of sensation. Just sensing the sensations of the body against the seat. And notice, as we did last week, that if you were to trace a line bisecting the base of your body between your left buttock and your right buttock, there would actually be a horizontal line of energy. A horizontal current, as it were, that connects the two buttocks. And in the middle space between them, there's another line, a line of energy that runs forwards and backwards. So become aware that you're sitting on a cross, one line that runs horizontally and one that runs forward and backward. And for now, just be aware of the energy line that runs through the sitting bones. And imagine that this part of the axis, this part of the cross, is a little bit, now expand the image a bit, it's like the infinity symbol, with your buttocks being the two circles. So there's this infinity symbol that connects the two buttocks. And now let yourself very slowly sway back and forth from one buttock to another, to the other, swaying from right to left and left to right. And letting as much of your attention as possible center itself in the buttocks. You can imagine there's water flowing from one side to the other. So it's as if your buttocks are balloons, water balloons, and all the weight of the water sloshes into the right buttock, then into the left buttock. And notice as you do this that there's a deeper sense of release. Deeper sense of connection. The breath is moving down into the soft belly, and as the weight flows from one buttock to the other, as the water flows from one buttock to the other, you can let it little by little come to a stop. Your sitting posture becomes centered, so that now there's a sense of sitting on both buttocks. It's okay if there's a little sway going on, but you're not deliberately trying to sway. And now become very consciously aware of the center point between the two sitting bones, which physiologically is in the perineum, that little knob of flesh between the anus and your sexual organ. So the perineum is actually a little in front of and below the coccyx. And from the perineum, feel that there's a laser beam of light that flows down from the perineum through your cushion or your chair, down through the floor, perhaps through several floors if you're on an upper floor, beneath where you're sitting now, and down into the earth. And again, it's very important to recognize that this laser beam doesn't have to be visualized. You can experience it as a line of energy. And it's really there. There really is a line of energy that you can become conscious of that's flowing between your perineum, flowing down into the earth. And feel that this this line of energy has the power to penetrate through the floor, through the concrete, through the earth, even through the rock layers, with the inhalation and exhalation. You follow this energy beam, this light beam, as it moves into the earth. It's moving deeply down into the bedrock, through soil and rocks, through underground streams, as far down into the darkness of the earth, into the embeddedness of the earth, into the solidity of the earth, as far down into solid earth as your attention will take it. And still being conscious of the breath moving, you anchor that line of energy, that laser light, into the earth. You might imagine it melting into a rock or feeling that it's just feeling that it's anchored there, that it's tied there. And recognize that as you do this, as you anchor this line of energy to the earth, that you're rooting and grounding yourself into the very, very base of your life, into the earth itself. It's not necessary to have done a perfect visualization. It's really the intention and attention you bring to the process. Now see if you can feel, if you can sense the energy of earth, the energy of the earth moving up through this line of energy with its feeling of solidity and groundedness. It's moving up through this connecting line of energy, and it's drawn into your perineum. It's drawn up into the very center of your pelvis. And as this earth energy enters the base of your body, feel it spreading through your sitting bones, down through your thighs and the bones of your thighs, through the knees and the calves and the feet. So you're giving your lower body into the earth, feeling the energy of earth flowing through your lower body with its particular nourishment, its particular love, this natural connection of your lower body to the earth. And now, again, as the breath flows down into the soft belly, into the grounded lower body, you bring your attention back to the perineum, and you begin to feel that the same laser light, the same line of energy, which again, you may experience purely as an energetic sensation, this thread of light and energy now moves up through the center of the body. And you're taking it up the body with your attention. So your attention draws this line of energy up through the center of the abdomen, the lower abdomen, the upper abdomen, up through the diaphragm, up through the center of the chest. Inhaling and exhaling. It may feel very subtle, or it may feel quite wide. It might be visible to your inner eye, or it might simply feel like a subtle sense of energy flowing up your body. And it moves up through the solar plexus and the diaphragm. And each inhalation and exhalation allows you to feel this energy, this thread of energy flowing up through the heart, through the chest, through the middle of the neck, up through the center of the head, and out through the crown. And let yourself, again, you're staying with the breath, with each inhalation and each exhalation, You sense this channel of energy flowing up through the crown of your head and rising to the sun. Even if it's dark, even if it's dark outside, the sun is present in the upper regions. Now, with each inhalation and each exhalation, you sense this beam of energy. With the inhalation, you experience it flowing down towards the earth at the base. With the exhalation, you feel it flowing up towards the sun through the crown. And you allow yourself to feel your body connected. Connected to the earth below and to the heavens above. So your body is suspended, it's supported, it's held in this thread of energetic connection from the earth to the sun. And now inhaling, you can allow the sense of solar energy, the light of the sun, the energy of the sun, which is the source of life in this universe, to flow down the channel, down through the head, down through the neck, down into the center in the heart, the center that we've been meditating in and opening during the past week. And now, with the inhalation and the exhalation, let the breath flow in and out of the heart. In and down to the heart, exhaling and feeling the heart expanding. The heart, which is the place of balance between the upward flowing current, where our human energy ascends, where the energy of the sun offers itself to our human heart, and the earth energy, the energy of earth at our base. So here in the heart, earth and sky come together. And the breath is flowing in and out of the heart. Perhaps flowing in and down into the heart. Perhaps flowing horizontally. The inhalation touches the heart. The exhalation expands it. And the heart is enlivened by the solar energy you've drawn in through the crown. But now with your awareness, let yourself just feel your way into the inner center inside the chest. And let the breath gently expand your sense of intimacy with the heart space. And be aware that just as your body is aligned at the base along a cross axis, the x-axis, and as your body is aligned vertically from the sun to the earth, within the center of the heart and surrounding it, there's a sphere, like a ball of energy, a three-dimensional sphere. And as the breath flows in and out through the heart, you begin to become aware that the sphere of the heart is actually the center of a much larger sphere, a sphere that surrounds your physical body, stretches out in front of and behind the body, above and below the body. The heart, the center in the chest, is the glowing magnetic center of this sphere which surrounds your physical body and your subtle body, which is the larger, subtle, unique, energetic you. which is also the connection between your individual energetic self and the universal energy. And as the breath flows in, you become aware of the sound of hum flowing with the breath, dropping into the inner heart. And as the breath flows out, you experience the resonance of sa, expanding your heart on all sides, front, sides, and back, very gently, very subtly. Hum, the articulated vision, the articulated vibration of your inner being, your individual energy, and sa, the vibration of the expansive experience of the absolute connection of your individual being to the being of all that is. As the breath flows into the heart with hum, it touches the heart. It lets you experience your subtle self as the inner heart. And as sa flows out, it allows you to surrender into your connection with everything. This is a natural rhythm of human experience. The inhalation bringing your awareness inside, the exhalation connecting the self to all that is. And as thoughts arise, see if you can allow the thoughts just to arise and subside. The thoughts are arising just as the breath is arising. And they subside. And within the thoughts, there are currents of energy. And as you allow the content of the thoughts to be as they are, you can allow yourself to recognize the energy of thought simply arising and subsiding as part of your experience. Thoughts come, thoughts go. They come and go on their own. And you are the one who knows the thoughts, who's aware of the thoughts. As the breath flows in, touches the heart, flows out, expands the inner heart to connect with the energy that surrounds that is the universe itself. With each breath, you feel your way into the inner heart, sensing also the expansive spherical awareness of the great heart that the exhalation connects you to, sensing how as the breath comes in with hum and flows out with sa. It connects you to that wide awareness, that energy field that surrounds the heart, surrounds the body, containing it, protecting it, inviting your awareness to open deeper, to open wider. So I'd like you to notice that there are some familiar elements and some slightly different elements in this meditation. We're really looking deeply at the vertical alignment of the body, the alignment, the earth to heaven alignment that supports the body, and it actually allows the currents of what we could call earth energy and celestial energy, solar energy and earth energy, to flow through the body. We're also connecting ourselves to the ascending current, the descending current, and to the experience that occurs in the heart when we consciously allow these currents to meet in the heart, and to recognize the connection between the inner heart, the so-called heart center in the body, and what I like to call the great heart, the big heart, which we can first experience as an energy field that surrounds our body, and which perhaps for some of you expanded and recognized itself as a very encompassing, vast heart. heart that can even include all that is. So perhaps some of you began to get an intimation of how the heart, this sacred circle, the sacred sphere of the subtle heart, is actually a doorway into the boundless. The heart in you, and the heart in me, and the heart in all beings is one at this level. It's not one in thought, it's not one in history. Not one in culture, it's certainly not one physically. But at this level, we meet in the great heart. So, I'd like to ask you at this point if there are any questions that have come up about this practice. We'll just take a few minutes for questions. And some of you may want to share something about your experience. So if you'd like to speak, you can press star 6 and unmute yourself. So if there's anything that came up during these meditations that you'd like to ask about or tell us about, star 6. Into the silence of the heart. This is the moment to do it. And if nobody would like to speak, we'll continue on. Some of you may notice that the energy currents in your body are moving horizontally or moving in a circular way. Some of you may notice that they're moving vertically. Part of what we do in these subtle body meditations is we begin to recognize the currents, the ways in which energy moves in our subtle body and also in our physical body. And what you might also be noticing, and I'd like to ask you to be aware of this if you aren't already, is how you can actually be aware of the physical body as a mass of sensation, a radiant mass of sensation. In other words, you can begin to experience in meditation the fact that your body is made of energy, it's made of sensation. So as you let your attention rest in the heart, what you're experiencing is, in fact, a universe of subtle sensation in that part of the body. And that universe of sensation is shifting, it's changing. And in that universe of sensation, there's no right way to feel the inner sensations of the heart. There's no wrong way to experience the heart. You're simply present with the subtle inner sensations of the heart energy. In a moment, we're going to do some practice with the tantric approach to the mind. And as we start, you might like to stand and stretch or just sit and stretch. Move your body. I would say, too, that when you move your body in meditation, it's often very important to move your body when you're sitting for meditation, because otherwise we get stiff, we get sometimes a little numb, even if you come out of the posture. But it's important also to do it slowly and to keep your meditative awareness while you're doing it, so that if you're keeping that meditative awareness, you actually can meditate while you're moving and stretching your body. And this will make your practice much more comfortable. You know, very often we think we have to sit rigidly upright in our meditation practice, and this creates a kind of constriction and restriction in the body, which shows itself in meditation itself. So remember, don't let yourself get stiff. Take the time to move, but move in a meditative way. So this practice that we're going to play with today and that I'm going to ask you to play with in meditation during the week is actually one of the core tantric awarenesses. And for me, it was and continues to be perhaps the single most transformative understanding that has allowed me to deal with what was once an unbelievably busy mind, and which still is a busy mind. And this is the practice of actually looking into the nature of the energy in your own mind. In the Sanskrit language, one of the words for mind energy, there are actually a number of words for mind energy. It's Sanskrit is a language which is very good at describing states of consciousness and aspects of consciousness. And one of the words that's used for the energy field of the mind is the word citta, which citta has different translations, but essentially what it means is the energetic substance of our inner field of consciousness. It's also one of the words that's used for the individual consciousness, for what we could call the contracted consciousness of the individual. And you know, what we have to remember is that in the tantras, in this understanding of what a human being is, the essential fact of what we are is that we are in our essence a condensed form of the infinitely subtle love intelligence that's the source of everything, that's the heart of everything. And even though in this very physical and very dense world, it's usually really hard to see that, one of the places where the consciousness that's the substratum of everything is playing in a form that's as close to being recognizable as exists on this earth plane is inside the mind. So the energy of mind, the energy of our own awareness, the energy that becomes thoughts and images, the energy that plays inside our field of awareness, is the miniaturized form, the condensed form, so the tantric sages tell us, and so we can learn to experience in meditation. It's the condensed form of the universal love intelligence. And our sense of being a particular individual is actually the experience of our mind energy shaping itself into all these thoughts and images and ideas and beliefs, all these structures of consciousness with which we identify, so that whatever we look at, whatever we see, whatever we think, the mind shapes itself into that form, and then we experience a world as outside of us, as shaped by the particular forms and patterns of what is flowing through our mind field. And the truth is that the citta, the mind stuff, is actually a single unbroken continuum of energy that that in advanced stages of meditation we experience as being everything, but which even in our relatively beginning times of meditation, our beginning experience of meditation, we can start to get a sense of how the thoughts and feelings that show up in the mind are actually made out of the same substance. They're actually made out of the same subtle energy substance. And there's something about learning how to recognize that deeply changes your relationship with your own mind. So just consider this. The mind, your mind, is one continuum of energy. And at one end of this continuum is openness and spaciousness and light. And at the other end, there's density and thickness, emotional condensation. There's the intensity of the thoughts that we identify with. And there's also the inner experience, the experience in the mind of whatever it is that we have been observing and perceiving in the so-called outer world. So all of these combined, the perceptions that we experience, which we actually experience inwardly, the thoughts that are continually flowing through the mind, the more charged feelings that that have even greater pull on us. All of these, whether it's a very dense complex of thoughts and feelings, a scene that's embedded itself in our consciousness, a very sweet meditative vision or a sense of expanded awareness or an inspiration or a great idea, even though they all have their own quality, even though they all have their own effect, you know, a light and beautiful thought feels quite different than a fearful thought, but nonetheless, at their heart, at their base, every single experience that we have in our inner awareness is part of the continuum of energy, which is the mind. And to be able to see this, to actually be able to notice the way in which the mind can go through so many different phases, dull or excited or happy or sad, they're all happening inside this one endlessly creative field of your own consciousness, of consciousness as a subtle substance, a subtle suchness, an energy, an infinitely creative energy that can become any thought, any image, that can hold memories, pictures, and that, if you deeply understand it, is actually creating an experience of the world as being outside ourselves, but we're not going to go into that right now. And, you know, in certain developmental maps of consciousness, it's said that the higher levels of consciousness, the more mature levels of consciousness, both transcend and include the lower levels of consciousness. In other words, when we grow from the consciousness of say, a typical 7-year-old to the much more sophisticated consciousness of a 15-year-old, the 15-year-old self also contains the experiences of our 7-year-old self while transcending them, because our consciousness has come to a greater maturity. And in meditation, in the inner growth process of meditation, it's particularly telling to recognize this, because what actually happens as we mature in consciousness is that we become able to witness ourselves, to stand aside from, say, an emotional upheaval that's going on, to recognize ourselves as angry or confused. And that part of us which witnesses the anger or the confusion actually transcends it. It's in a certain sense above it, beyond it, but it also includes it, because the anger or the confusion or indeed the process of thinking is being held inside consciousness. It's actually part of your own mind, even though it's also being witnessed. So someone who's developed a very skillful practice of being the witness knows that when you're in witness consciousness, you can learn to hold anger, hold sadness, hold confusion, hold the foibles and ethics of the mind in its denser states, much the same way that, for example, a mother might hold a child when the child is upset. So our consciousness, our mind field, has this enormous creative capacity both to fully engage in experience, to experience emotion and thought, and also to stand aside from experience and embrace experience in a wider field. And this is one of the great skills that we learn in meditation, especially in the tantric form of meditation, which opens us up to what I call a kind of touchy-feely experience of the witness. So we're going to be doing an integrative practice. Remember, we talked about integrative meditation practice last week that allows us to recognize the energetic spaciousness of our own mind field and then process what arises in the mind and in the body from a very skillful place through that recognition. What we, you know, as we start to understand that whatever is happening in our consciousness is made of mind energy, of mind stuff, this actually allows us to begin to work with our thoughts, our feelings, the dense elements in our consciousness, and in a sense liberate them, get them to release their density so that the energy that's tied up in thoughts, the energy that's tied up in thinking and emotion actually becomes available. It actually becomes freed, and that's the point at which our consciousness can begin to expand, can begin to reveal its basic vastness and intuition to us, because it's no longer held to the density of these thoughts and feelings that we're so identified with. And this is a recognition that's really helpful in meditation, not just because it gives power to your meditation, but also because it really helps you deal with your mental log, with your thoughts. So I'm going to ask you right now to do a basic inquiry practice. Right now, become aware of a thought, of what it actually feels like to be having a thought. And notice the thought, and notice the part of your mind that's thinking. So there's a part of your mind that's engaged in thinking that's actually forming thoughts, and then there's a part of your mind that's noticing the thought. So become aware of that within you, which is thinking, which is forming itself into a thought, and also of that within you that knows you're thinking, that knows you're listening to me. And see if you can see that your mind is having thoughts, and your mind is also aware that it's having thoughts, and it's aware that it's hearing my voice. And these two simultaneous functions of the mind, the thought-producing function, the thinking function, and the self-observing function, are happening all the time. Now, notice for a moment, not wondering which part of you is thinking and which part of you is noticing what you're thinking, just notice that both of these aspects of the mind, the thoughts, the thinking, and the observing part, are actually made of energy. Right? What else are they made of? They're made of energy in different forms. So, in other words, the thought is made of energy. It's made of mind stuff. And the awareness that you're thinking is also made of energy. It's also made of mind stuff. You know, once you begin to notice that a thought is made of mind stuff and that the witnessing part of you, the part of you that knows you're thinking, is also made of mind stuff, you've actually begun to be able to crack the secret of your own mind. So we're going to take just a moment and play with the energy of mind, and then we're going to take that into meditation. So we're going to work a little bit with the way that the energy and different thoughts impact us. So, again, bring your energy, your attention into the heart center with the breath. You're breathing in and breathing out. And your attention is flowing in through the heart and flowing out through the heart. And bring into your heart space the word love. Inhaling, bring the word love into the heart. Exhaling, see if you can hold the word love inside the heart space. And see if you can notice the feelings and sensations arise when you hold this word love in your heart. Notice that it carries with it a subtle complex of sensations, feelings. I know you know this. We know that thoughts have effects. But, you know, just bring your attention back to the word love and the felt sense that it brings up in your mind. And now, as we were doing before, just look into your own heart, mind, your own inner field, and see if you can really become aware of what this word, this thought, love, and the other feelings and thoughts that have coalesced around it are actually made of. In other words, see if you can become consciously aware of the subtle substance of your own mind. It's not a trick question. Just look into the word as it appears in your mind, the word of love, and notice what it's made of. And I'd like to ask you, some of you, to just tell us what you notice. I'm trying to trick you into talking here. So you can press *6 and say what you notice when you look into this word love. What's the sensation, the energetic sensation, or maybe there's a visual sensation when you pay very close attention to the subtle substance of the word love? *6.
Sally.
Yes.
It's a myth. It's like a mist of light molecules, or I don't know how else to say it, shimmering, misty molecules.
Yeah. You've just looked into the energetic substance of your mind, and that's how it looks. It's a kind of a mist of. It's a kind of a mist of particles. Yeah.
Right now, I think it might change another time, but right now that seems what it seems like.
Yeah, and it will change. As pictures come into your mind. But if you look into, if you actually look into whatever is going on in your mind, with the intention to look into the substance, what will normally happen is that the pictures or the words in your mind will begin to evanesce, and you'll start to experience them as energy particles, as a light, as a mist, or some version of that, you know, as a sense of, perhaps a sense of spaciousness. Someone else?
I just wanted to say I couldn't talk before because your meditation had me out.
You were so deep. I know. Uh-huh. I understand. Does someone else have something to say about the look of love in the mind? So let yourself stay with the energy in the word. Just being aware that it's there's this little vortex of energy in your heart space, and I know that it's changing. It's probably changing for all of you. But as you hold your, holding the word love, see if you can bring it back if you've lost it. And imagine yourself dissolving the word love, just wiping the word out as if you were erasing it from your mind. And feel it dissolve into energy particles. In other words, see if you can let the energy in your mind that's condensed into this particular word dissolve. And as you dissolve it, see if you can feel the space that's left. As you dissolve the word, see if you can sense your way into the space that's left. This might take some focus. Now, having dissolved this word love, imagine taking particles of energy in your own mind and reforming the word love. Bring it back fully into your mind in a very deliberate way. And then dissolve it again. Just imagine it dissolving into particles, or imagine yourself sweeping it away. And once again, be aware of what's left when you dissolve the word. See if you can just notice the little space of awareness or clarity that's left when the word love dissolves. Point of this little exercise, this little game, which is just an exercise in the creative power of consciousness, is first of all to let us recognize that we actually can create and dissolve thoughts. Most of the time we don't. We let the thoughts just kind of run us. You know, a thought comes up and we follow it, or we believe it, or we get into it. But what I'm going to ask you to do this week and in the next few minutes is take some time in your meditation as thoughts come up to recognize the thoughts as particles of energy. The exercise that we just did with the word love, you actually can do it with a more charged word, a denser word, that you can begin to create and dissolve thoughts in the mind and also feelings with the mind, not so that you can control your mind, although that's not a bad thing to do, to be able to do, but this is something I'd really like you to pay attention to. It's an incredibly important idea. What you want to do is start to recognize that the energy in the mind that forms thoughts, that forms mantras, for that matter, that it's one consciousness, one energy that's flowing into all the forms that show up in the mind, and that, that give you an experience of a certain kind of density when you feel at the mercy of thoughts, but which are also very capable of dissolving when you recognize that what's inside the thoughts, what's forming the thoughts, is energy itself, is mind energy itself. The mind likes to be recognized as the power that it is, as the energy that it is. My guru used to say that the energy in the mind is the energy of the goddess. It's the energy of the Shakti. It's the creative energy of the universe itself that's forming itself into thoughts in your mind. And it has the divine power of the goddess, of the Shakti. And if you can recognize the energy that's forming your thoughts, if you can recognize that your thoughts are made of energy, what I'm pretty sure you'll find is that in that moment, the thoughts will dissolve. This is a practice that can totally liberate our experience of the mind, our experience of thoughts. So those of you who are having issues with thoughts and all the rest of you, I'd like to ask you to really work with this practice this week and notice how effective it is, not only in your meditation practice, but also in working with worries, with anxieties, with obsessive thoughts, with just the detritus that flows through the mind in the course of the day. you're going to go back into meditation, you can firm up your posture. Let your awareness flow into the heart, as we've been doing, letting the breath flow in and out. Having the sense of the heart opening and exploring. Letting your attention with the inhalation flow towards the front and sides and back of the heart. Having a sense of that energy field surrounding your heart and your body. And this time, instead of using the mantra, we'll play with the words, let go. So I have the feeling that the breath is flowing in gently with the thought, let go. Flowing out gently with the thought, let go. And as thoughts come up, and this is the subtle mystery of it, including the thought, let go, as you become aware of feelings and sensations, recognize that they're all made of pure energy, pure conscious energy, pure mind energy. So as the thought, let go, flows in with the breath, recognize that it's made of a particular kind of expansive energy. And as the breath flows in, the heart opens with the thought, let go. It softens. And as the breath flows out, the softening expands. And I have the feeling that this enlightened thought, let go, is actually allowing your mind to relax and release into itself, just the way a swimmer releases to the ocean. There's a beautiful statement in one of the great texts of this tradition that says, consciousness appearing as thoughts is the mind. Consciousness letting go of thoughts is God. And this is the deep truth about your own mind. Every moment that you recognize that thoughts, breath, mantra, all the arisings and subsidings are inside your consciousness, are actually made of consciousness, made of energy. What you're doing is recognizing the creative power, the God energy, the Godness, the divinity, the Shakti of your own mind space. So the breath is flowing in and out on its own. The thought let go is a very, very simple intention. You're not trying to manipulate your thoughts. You're not trying to manipulate the breath. You're just allowing the breath to flow in and out, touching and expanding the field of the heart. And whatever arises inside your own inner field, you sense it, you recognize it as energy, as awareness, as consciousness, as suchness. In with the soft thought, the energy forming itself into the thought, the intention let go. And as the breath flows out, it expands through the heart with the thought, let go. And all of this is one subtle field of conscious energy, infinitely creative, infinitely open, constantly transforming. Have a beautiful evening and a beautiful week. As we close, please remember that one single heart of consciousness connects us all, that each of us, in our unique individual experience, is also arising and subsiding inside that same ocean of consciousness, inward and outward. Everything that arises in our minds and our bodies is one of its waves. In and out of meditation, your inner being is dancing in the waves of consciousness. Many blessings. Namaste. Have a beautiful, beautiful evening and week.